flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You all know my motto. I do not wait for anybody to clap for me. I clap for myself in real time. Why? Because if I wait for somebody to shine a spotlight on my accomplishments, it may never happen. At my house, the word Katherine Johnson is not a noun. It's a verb. And I tell people all the time, you don't get to Katherine Johnson me. And they're like, what do you mean? What do you mean Katherine Johnson you? Katherine Johnson was a brilliant NASA scientist who single-handedly saved the Apollo 13 space mission. And in real time, nobody congratulated her. They didn't put up any kind of plaques or statues. She didn't get any kind of recognition or honor for that. And 47 years later, they made the movie Hidden Figures and showed us the pivotal and instrumental role that not just Katherine Johnson, but a group of black female mathematicians played at NASA. As hard as they work to get black women and black children in STEM, imagine how many more would be there if we had known that a Katherine Johnson existed. Why did it take 40 years for them to acknowledge her? And once the movie came out, she's got a statue at NASA. She's got a plaque. She's got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She got one foot on a banana peel and the other one headed out the door because she was damn near 100 years old when they recognized her accomplishments. So I'm never going to wait for y'all to clap for me. I'm going to always clap and brag about and show out and shine a spotlight on not just my accomplishments, but any of the accomplishments of black women, because too oftentimes our contributions to this country get overlooked. And so I'm so excited about the movie that Tyler Perry has coming out right now. It is on Netflix. It is called The 6888. And I don't know if you all know this, but let me give you a little history lesson. During World War II, 855 women joined the fight to fix the 3-year backlog of undelivered mail. Faced with discrimination and a country devastated by war, they managed to sort more than 17 million pieces of mail ahead of time. Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, Kerry Washington, so many other people are in this amazing Netflix movie. And I'm sure it's going to get all kinds of cool awards. And it's sad that all these years later, we're just finding out about the 6888. Well, most of you are. I found out about them a couple years ago. Because my daughter Cameron bought a book written by a local author, Dr. Artika Tyner, about the 6888. And she starts giving me this history lesson, and she starts telling me about the 6888. And I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? And she was like, Mama, it's this book that I picked up. We were at a book fair. I think Crown Shepherd was selling them at the farmer's market. And she saw these beautiful black female soldiers on the cover of the book. And she bought it with her own money, came home and was reading it. And that's how I got educated about the 6888. Why does it take so long? Why does it take so long to acknowledge the accomplishments of black women in this country? And I'm just so grateful that we didn't have to wait for the Tyler Perry documentary to come out, because Dr. Artika Tyner had already written a book about the 6888 for our children, so they would grow up knowing the legacy and the history of these amazing African-American women. And speaking of amazing African-American women, Dr. Artika Tyner is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. Dr. Tyner, thank you so much for being here and for writing this book.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here with you today.
Now, I'm sorry. I went through college. I went through high school. I went through all kinds of other schools, and I'd never heard about the 6888. Dr. Tyner, I know that you are an educator. You are a professor. How did you come upon this story, and what made you decide to write a children's book about it before this whole Tyler Perry movie came out?
I actually was invited to write this book, because many of the folks in the publishing industry know that I'm committed to writing books about black history. Over 40 books strong now, I try to tell those stories of the unsung heroes and sheroes that have shaped our history in meaningful ways. So I got a call and was like, would you be willing to write a book about a group of women who changed the course of World War II? I said, say no more, consider it done. But I had to ask, who are they? And they said the 6888. And after that, I got going, started doing research, started connecting with folks that study military history, and literally my life was transformed.
This is a story of the all-black female battalion of World War II by Dr. Artika Tyner, illustrated by Cynthia Paul, the courageous 6888. I don't know what I love more about this book, Dr. Tyner. It is either your storytelling and your writing, or the amazing images that are in here. The illustrator put her whole foot and a couple of pinky toes in this story. Talk to me about this children's book and how you break down this story, this very complicated, this very, this is a Tyler Perry took a while to tell it in a movie, but you broke it down in a children's book that my daughter, Cameron, with autism, was able to understand and find pride in. How did you do that?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It was truly a labor of love. I knew one thing with certainty. I owed this book to the 6888. I mean, I still continue my day-to-day life, but at night when I had the chance, missed some plenty of nights of sleep, I wanted to learn everything about them. Because as a black woman, I recognize what you were saying about those Katherine Johnson moments, that I have to first give applause to myself and open up the doors and windows of opportunities for other black women. We are standing and sitting in plain sight, changing the world, changing the anchor of history from the past to the present to the future, but very rarely recognized. So I knew I owed this to them. I said, oh, Major Charity Adams, who later became Lieutenant Colonel Adams, I owed it to tell her story. You have Lena King, I owed them. So when I think about how this transpired into a book, it was a debt that America owed these women who decided to courageously take a stand by just enlisting in the Army and doing something that very few women even had had a chance to do by then, to go overseas and fight the war in their unique way by organizing the mail system.
My God. And my daughter got so much pride reading this book. You know, she bought it with her own money, just seeing the images of these African American women and the accomplishments, that they had and how they contributed, to, our country in World War II, names not recognized in school. Dr. Tina, I don't know how many degrees you got and you didn't even know about them. You know, how can we ever get to a point where society begins to recognize and shine a spotlight on the accomplishments of Black women? Why do we have to wait, you know, all these years later? Your book came out in 2022 and the 6888 was a part of World War II. And I don't think I've ever seen any space where they've been recognized in before I read your book. And then here we come with the movie all these years later, where they're not here to be able to see themselves as appreciated.
I agree. It will continue to be a challenge for each and every one of us to be able to ensure that we're telling the stories of women who did something that looked impossible. But by God's grace, by courage, by strength, by unity, 17 million parcels of mail, all they said it would take 6 months. They delivered the way Black excellence always shows up and finished in less than 3 months. So when I think about this, this is just a challenge to each and every one of us to ensure that we're not only looking to the past, but we're also looking ahead to the future to acknowledge those who are doing the work, making the commitment to make America a place where justice and freedom reigns supreme.
And I am so grateful to you. We talked about this book when it came out. We are talking about it again because of Tyler Perry's movie on Netflix, The 6888, featuring Kerry Washington and Oprah Winfrey. But this book is right here, written by a local author. A lot of you out there have African American granddaughters, nieces and nephews. Teachers need to make sure that this book is in their classrooms as the movie is out on Netflix. It can be a teaching tool and a learning opportunity. Dr. Tina, please tell us where folks can get a copy of this book. I know that it's everywhere books are sold, but you may have a special place where you want people to buy this book from, and I want to make sure that we pass that along to our listeners.
Please make your book purchase on our online store. It is ppggjbooks.com. That's ppggjbooks.com. That's Planting People, Growing Justice. That way, with each book purchase, we donate a book to a child in the community. So you'll have a direct impact with your purchase on our website. You are correct. You can also buy it at any of the national retailers or bookstores, but we want to make sure that we're supporting local. You can pick up your copy at Strive Bookstore as well in downtown Minneapolis or from Crown Shepherd. But really my aim related to you getting a copy of this book is to see how everyday people, ordinary people, had an extraordinary impact, that they wouldn't give up and that they were committed to creating change, even when their change was not acknowledged.
And that happens so oftentimes, and we still do the job because we love this country, and we want to make it better for the next generation, taking in the insults and the discrimination and the setbacks, and still going out there and doing an amazing job, and then just picking up the pieces and going to do the next amazing job, whether we get the credit or not, which is why I wanted to shine a spotlight on you, Dr. Tyner, to make sure that people knew, ahead of Tyler Perry, ahead of Netflix, ahead of your time, you put out a children's book about the 6888, and it is available on your website. And I thank you so much for being a trendsetter and a trailblazer, and I am just so honored that you live in our community and we have a chance to support somebody local right here by picking this book up, putting it in our schools, our libraries, getting it for your children and grandchildren who need to see more diverse stories in their children's books and to be empowered by this. Dr. Tina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You have an amazing Saturday. And when we come back, I'm going to see if I can get Lindsay to get me Judy Seeberger on the phone, because I want to continue to talk about Carrie Dietzick and her legacy and her life as she has passed away on Friday after a battle with cancer. We'll be back on The Shaletta Show.